This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, welcome back, Nation. We have a G-Bag Survivor update here for you. I believe Brian has picked a show bet payoff, and we'll talk to him about that. And then Chia Falo has a good idea for how we should navigate the conference championship weekend. It is an idea, okay? Segment's brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com/homeshow. And the Frankels, if you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels 214-333-3333. Go online to truckwreck.com. You know, I really like the idea of Broadus calling up Woolchuck's mom and flirting with her for 5 minutes. I really like that one a lot.
Me too.
I like the idea of an adult diaper, you know? That one sounds fun as well. You know,
okay,
really uncomfortable punishments.
Let me ask you this.
Like a senior version of Baby New Year?
Okay, yeah. Well, let me ask you this. If I do the adult diaper thing, I'm thinking about that now. If we do the adult diaper, do I have to do the whole show? I mean, like, do I have pants on over the diaper?
No, we've got to see the diaper. Then at that point, it's just straight theater of the mind.
Yeah, you can walk in.
And you can use a pull-up, to be fair. You don't have to actually use a diaper.
That's what they are.
My dad has one. He's 83.
I had Broadus laying down and his mom like taping the sides of the diaper onto it.
Like put a little powder down and all that stuff like that.
They don't need the powder anymore. It's dangerous.
Mommy, I'm ready.
But yeah, you know, I think for decency and because there are women on 11, you know, you got to make an appearance in the diaper, but then maybe sweats after that. That'd be my rule.
So and then he's just shirtless the whole time?
I don't know about that.
No. Just something wearing the diaper.
Diaper's enough humiliation.
But okay, so I have to walk in the building with the diaper on?
No, I don't know.
I think TJ won't let you get up the
elevator.
I think
we'd get in trouble for
that. I don't think we should do that either. But once you get up to our floor, it's full-on diaper time.
I don't know, man. They let like cars get
stolen. So like I'm doing the show and remember I was doing the show and we had the camera on and I was standing up the whole time? Would that be?
That'd be pretty epic.
I don't know. Yeah, that would be an epic payoff. That would be legendary.
But to be fair, if we can't talk about Bijan Robinson that show because then it'll become not safe for work on the camera.
Yeah, and you do like to use
fully torque mode.
The crotch shots, Brian.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I like the diaper idea.
Okay,
I do.
All right.
Let me ask you guys about this one.
Mm-hmm. Kind of freaky.
Do you like it because it's easy and you already have them at home, so you don't have to?
Yeah,
like,
I just
go bought
one for my dad. I mean, you know, hey, Dad, you got a diaper I can borrow?
It's like the asking for a friend situation.
I don't know, man. I mean, it might be the waist size. My dad's like a small man, so I just don't know if that would work.
Bigger ones,
yeah. But okay, how about this one? Can I throw this one at you?
Absolutely.
What if I did, like we said, Fan Jam, where I did.
You
want to
host
shows.
The Saturday show?
No. That's a great show. Those guys do a great job.
I heard you call in and preview Cowboys and Niners.
I do. I like dealing with the fan. I did. And that's why I'm in this predicament.
That's why
we're
debating whether or not you should wear a diaper to work.
But what about Fan Jam me do show from 5:30 in the morning till 7? Do all the shows.
It's something you love.
That's right. That's what the Fan Jam is. You're locked in studio all day. Yeah, so I have to guest host. You're your own version of Peace-a-thon.
Peace-a-thon. Yeah, I work from 5:30 in the morning. The listeners probably wouldn't like that.
While in the diaper, though.
No, not in the diaper.
I think the listeners would like it, but I'm confused because I didn't know our broadcast day ended at 7.
That's true. The Get Right goes till 11.
Oh, gosh.
Or you could, if it's a Friday, you could host with Boomer and Valenti. Maybe they'll let you in at 9 o'clock.
Maybe Friday be good because it could end at 9.
That's true.
Wait a minute now. We were talking about this earlier. I think I looked over at you and I go, is 7 the deal? And you kind of, oh, yeah, Broadus. Yeah, 7's good. Yeah, 7's good.
Well, now that you mentioned it on air, you know, I did the night show. And if I was Reggie and KG right now and you're like, I'll do all the shows until 7.
They're like, wow.
Then I would be really offended.
Don't get to go to training camp or the Super Bowl or Broadus.
I'm just
going to,
all right, Dawson, just because you just challenged me the way you did.
Yeah, I sure did.
You did. You challenged me. I'll do the shows from 5:30 to 11.
Let's go. Let's freaking go.
What if the Get Right's like, nah, we're good, man.
Is that
17 hours? How many hours is that?
I've already called Corey. I've called Corey and told him, I said, listen, you have any problem with me coming on? He goes, no, not at all. So these other shows have to agree. If they don't want me, Sean says, no way. No, we don't want you. Then I'm going to have to probably wear the diaper.
Okay.
But
for now, we're going with the Fan Jam.
But I will go from 5:30 in the morning till 11
that
at night.
That is a man.
Think about this, dude.
He would 17 and a half hours.
He would rather wear a diaper to work than flirt with Walchuk's mom. That's what he's saying.
I have respect.
I'm borderline offended.
I have a lot of respect for the Woolchucks. No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to do anything that
you don't want to
cause any problems.
I don't think you can do the 17 and a half hours.
I
think we're going to have a medical professional on hand.
You don't think I could do it?
That might break a record. I don't know.
KNC doesn't even do that for Peace-a-thon.
I don't know.
They what do they do?
They stop at 7.
No, they used to do like 6:30.
Yeah,
like,
it ends up being like 13 and a half.
I thought they
hours,
used to
I
do
think.
They went from 3 originally they went from 3 until 6:30 the next morning. Is that how many hours is that?
15 and a half hours,
yeah.
Yeah, this would be 17 and a half.
Yeah.
So this is looking at a record. Brian Broaddus, though, a man who once drove to the national championship game in the morning, watched the game, and then drove back
after the game. Yeah, okay. LSU Clemson. Yes, I did that.
25-hour round trip.
Yeah. 48-hour buzz.
Yeah. I you know what? I'm all for it. If the shows don't want me though.
Sure.
If these guys
then we're going
might,
diaper.
Dude, then we're going
all
diaper.
The shows are going to want you. Yeah. You're all a wanted man.
Now that we have that item of business taken care of, Chiafalo, what's your idea for the rest of us for Survivor going into conference championship weekend?
You know how relationships they can get stale at times. You need to spice things up
for
in the bedroom.
Sure.
And I felt like maybe we all kind of assume the same position every Friday at 2:20. And it's like, okay, why don't we mix things up a bit? I was thinking two options.
Call the neighbors.
Yeah. Let's get Chris Arnold's thoughts on his the swingers party that one time.
What an epic story.
That was an amazing one. So first option is we just put the four teams that are still alive in a hat and we draw them at random. So guaranteed two bet payoffs for sure. It's just up to the football
gods. It's a blind draw.
It's a blind draw. Or you can commit to picking both games, and you have to get both of them correct.
Oh! Ho, ho.
So it's either you feel like you're a crotch-first football guy, I can nail these two football games, jeez, and so I'm going to pick both right, or I just leave it up to chance, but I only have to have one remain, and I will let the team decide. Or we can just get back to the usual missionary way of doing married life together.
I don't know. That's fine, too.
I'm committed to you guys.
I don't know if I could pick both winners. I don't know if I could pick both winners because I can't do it. I would have a better chance of probably drawing one.
Oh, bleep you. I'm not leaving it up to chance. I'm either going crotch first with my football brain.
There are four good teams in that hat.
Oh, you're damn right.
And
but
you only have to draw one?
If I have to draw the Eagles, I'm going to hate myself all day.
You should hate
yourself. There's a clear right answer on this.
What?
It's the drawing.
Oh, I'm not doing the drawing.
Okay.
Well, that's fine. That's
can
fine.
We do our own.
I'm about to do 30 hours of radio. What are you talking about over there?
I guess in theory.
If I draw the Eagles, I'm going to hate life.
Me.
I'm going to have to hope and pray I get one of the other
three
teams.
Then I hope you get the diaper for picking the Eagles.
I'll wear a diaper. Yeah.
I mean, in theory, maybe we could put three teams in a hat, me, you, and Broaddus draw, and then Walchuk does his own double situation. I mean, That's fine as well.
It's all or nothing.
We don't have to commit until 2:30 or 2:29:15 on
Friday.
If
I'm the one outlier, I'll do the drawing. But my vote would be we either keep it the same or I'm down to pick both. I don't mind picking both.
Yeah. The problem with picking both, Walchuk, do you want to avoid a bet payoff?
I'm not scared of the bet payoff.
You're not scared of the bet payoff. See, he's doing entertainment value, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But if we're all drawing, we got a 50% chance. If you got to pick two, that's a 25% chance.
That's twice as good of a chance.
I'm down for whatever
paying
people
off.
That's what I was thinking of.
Okay.
Let's let the people decide. We got another 24 hours.
It is time now for the G Bag of the Day, curated by Lucius Alexander. Into the Pimp Cup we go for LA.
Yeah, that music.
Yeah.
Let it ride a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And roll with that. Yeah. Now, actually, I was listening to a song called It's Diaper Time, It's Diaper Time, It's Diaper Time. It's you boys. That's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, by the way. It's diaper time, It's Diaper Time.
Nice. Getting the production elements together already.
Let's see here. What do we got on deck for you boys? Oh, Woolchuck and his sports passion is our winner. Let's see right here. Let's get to Woolchuck and his sports passion. Just jump right out of him.
But yeah. I think you're spot on there, Gavin. Offensive line to me is a position you never pass on if there's a guy there that you like and he's high on your board. Because you always win up front. Look at the team, to your point, look at the teams playing on Conference Championship Sunday.
Yeah.
You got a really, really good offensive line.
Hot dang. Yeah.
Oh, that'll never get old, man. And having the vision of all of our reactions as it happened is just like brought us thinking like he might have just witnessed like a car accident of sorts.
I was like, ooh.
It's amazing.
What's up?
What were you going to say? A gosh dang Hall of Famer at left tackle or something? What were you going to say?
I think I was just going to say a GD offensive line. They've just got a really good offensive line. I don't know. My brain just
forgot
went dead.
The two O's and good.
Yeah, I'd say it went dead. Very offensive, Wolchuk.
Very borderline.
I'm surprised you went there.
Catastrophic.
Hey, looks like we had a referee that got himself an Uber Eats meal in the middle of a game last night.
Oh,
you guys seen that?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I like the dude bros on the call, though.
Yes.
Yeah, they're really excited. I like these guys, man. Shout out to these cats.
We'll let it go into the bench, and Loyola would take over 10 minutes before we get a stoppage. And we got an official's timeout. And somebody came on the floor on the far side looking for an Uber Eats delivery or something. There is carrying some McDonald's.
Oh, this has to be one of the all-time greats.
I'm actually not kidding.
No, this is the truth.
I think that's what's happening.
This guy's in the corner. Looked like he – was he going to deliver the McDonald's to somebody on the court? Can we rule that out?
We can't rule it out.
I think that's an Uber Eats sticker. Is that what that is? I'm trying to get confirmation. Uber Eats, yes.
Maybe I'll put my hand up. I'm getting a little hungry. You can bring it over here.
So we saw the stoppage. The man was ushered. Let's see if we can see this. No, this is going to be the turnover in the
corner.
There he is, right there in the corner.
Yeah, yay.
This guy is actually – who's he delivering it to?
The ref. The ref said later. Give it to me later. Not now.
Philip Alston's done a lot. I didn't think he needed a Big Mac for sustenance in the middle of the game.
I know, but I'm – well, the official out there, Tim, he distanced him like, I didn't say now. Later. That's got to be unbelievable. That's got to be something that the highlight shows are going to have blast with.
Blast! Legendary out there.
Those two guys, and especially that one guy.
Wait a minute. Later. It's such a good call, and it was indeed a prank.
And shouldn't the Uber Eats guy should have known, like, yo, man, I'm in the middle of something, clearly. Just wait for a second, bro.
Put on the scores table and take a picture.
Yeah. He's got the Uber Eats has got a mic on and everything.
Scores table
was
take
part
a picture.
Of the bit. It was so good.
Wait for a stoppage, bro.
Scores table. That's hilarious.
I love how the security's letting these guys in, though. You show up at a stadium with a bag of food and you tell them you got an Uber Eats meal. You got to get to the locker room. They'll make it happen for you.
What are we doing? Showing up with tickets and all this other receipts.
Yeah.
Please. Should have showed up with some Wendy's. A 4-for-4. Get you in the door.
The skipper needs this burger down the dugout. Yeah. Me in.
Let's see. There's a reporter that gave Russell Westbrook his flowers during a questioning. Listen to this.
Hi, Russell. First of all, congrats on making the 24,000 points mark. Yeah. Tonight you used impressive dribbling skills to successfully fake out your opponents multiple times. And in the second quarter, you made a jump shot where your body was turned like 180 degrees away from the basket. It was just an amazing shot. You're always making these spectacular moves within a split second. Do you anticipate doing them, or is it just a second nature to you? Like, do you just not even have to think about it?
You know, the way you explain it, you need to be around more often. I just try to go out and do the best way I can. Try to, find ways to be able to make some shots and make the right play.
He was glowing, bro.
He was so happy.
Finally.
He was tying his shoe and everything, looked up like, yo, who is this?
Somebody's not trying to go after me right now.
Yeah. The next guy starts to ask the question, and he's still just like, he's smiling from ear to ear. Happiest I've ever seen Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. Let's see here. Oh, yesterday was a church day. Let's see. This is not a nominee. I just want to play it because yesterday was a church day. I want to give thanks to the Lord.
Amen. The Bible says, when the praises go up, the blessings go down. When the praises go up, my God, the blessings come down in the name of Jesus.
The praisers?
A little frustrated, yeah.
My God.
You get stuck, man. Sometimes you short circuit, and then you're in front of people, and there's microphones, and now everybody knows.
My man said, my God. Oh, and Luca. Luca has... ingratiated? Is that the word?
I think so.
Is that the word? Ingratiated?
Yeah. Made people like him?
Yeah, ingratiated himself into the culture here in Dallas and whatnot. I've seen him over there at the Oh, in Grand Prairie at the outlets? Just okay. Walking around like, yo, that's Luca out there. He has some big bodyguards with him, of course, but it was Luca out there. Now he's like tapping into the pause game. The game started by the constipated monkeys in Harlem, even though Dame Dash would tell you, it's just Harlem. And I don't want to argue with Dame Dash, so yes, you're right, Dame. It's just Harlem. It came from Harlem.
Okay.
But constipated monkeys created this game right here. Anyway, Luca was asked about Josh Green's energy, and here comes a pause.
Out there, you know, he comes with a lot of energy. My bad. Pause. With the energy that he brings, you know, it's really good. So he just really helps us a lot.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, very aware there of the pause game.
Yeah, he is right. I mean, look.
Out there, you know, he comes with a lot of energy. My bad.
Somebody said, "Oh boy!"
Highly possible moment right there from Luca.
Man, that's strong.
Is it Luca? Is it reporter giving Westbrook his flowers? Is it the referee Uber Eats meal? Was that a commercial? Was that a marketing deal? Was that a partnership? The Uber Eats thing?
It was definitely a
was that
a prank
was that staged to help advertising?
It was a stage prank.
Okay. Oh, you think so?
Yeah, it definitely was.
You think it was some type of intro to something else?
Yeah, well,
some type of rollout, as they call it in the business.
Yes. I think so. Could be.
Yeah,
yes.
The Uber Eats had like a mic on and everything.
Oh,
and
man.
People were filming
it.
Yeah.
Wolchuk was GD fired up about conference championship Sunday. Is it one of those, or do we have any other nominees, Lucius?
I mean, if you want to play one. How about Praise Break? You ever heard of Praise Break in church?
Doom 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 doom
doom doom doom doom doom doom doom doom doom doom. Okay, yes, that beat right there. This guy, he made like a little Michael Jackson song with his praise beat. Woo!
We got some talent in the church. Is it the Praise Break or any of the four nominees that I had previously mentioned? I think I'm gonna give some love to Russell Westbrook. I like his game. I've seen a lot of Laker games this year. I think he's playing well. Giafalo, that's my vote.
He's bouncing back for sure. Yep. I'll go with the commentators, the Uber Eats situation.
We're tied at one, Lucius.
Luca.
We're tied at one, Wolchuk.
I'm going with the commentators in the Uber Eats.
It's 2-1-1, Brian.
I'm going to go with Luca.
It's 2-2. Jump on to at GBag Nation's Twitter account. We're going to create an Insta poll, and you can vote while we're on break. And then we come back, we'll announce the winner, and throw it over to Krusty's Corner. And what are we talking about today, Broadus?
Yes, guys, we have a Hall of Fame coach just talking about your Dallas Cowboys. We'll get into that next.